Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It is a Patriots Monday all day here at WEEI. Mac Jones with an update on his back coming up this afternoon at 2:30. But right now it is Bill Belichick, which is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week, and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Bill Belichick joining us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Oh, all right. How's it going?
Doing well. What was your message to the team after that performance yesterday?
Well, I think there are things that we all need to do better, and that's what we're going to start with. Plenty of positive things in the game, but they were overridden by some of the things we didn't do well, and so we'll have to maintain the positive things and try to correct the things that we need to correct and play more consistently.
Bill,
obviously, a couple of big plays really tilted the game, and that was kind of plays that we have to play better.
Bill, what were some of those positives that, now that you probably got to watch the film, that you know, were able to take away from the game?
Well, I mean, I think within every play there are things that, you know, are positive that we can work with. Again, it's a matter of consistency and, you know, overall execution.
Bill, I know when you talked to Dan Shaughnessy before the game that you said if the play calling didn't go well, to blame you. How would you evaluate the play calling in yesterday's game and how the communication went?
Well, as I said, I think there's room for improvement everywhere. So start with me and coaching staff and all the units, offense, defense, special teams. They're all things that we've got to work on and improve. And it's first regular season game, and it's clear that we have some things that we need to work on.
Did you feel like getting down there early was a benefit for the team when it came to adjusting to the heat?
We had a good week down there. Yeah, we had a good week of practice. We had a good week of work. So I don't have any problem with that.
Bill, when you give these guys the message after a game like that, a tough loss, a divisional opponent, and you tell them look at the positives, how do you make sure that guys kind of keep focus and say, all right, it's now time to move on and make sure we take care of business next week versus a very good team and playing again on the road in Pittsburgh?
All right, well, that's part of the NFL season. It's a long season, but right now our focus is to review the Miami game, talk about the things that happened, good and bad, and then once we're done with it, we're done with it, and we'll move on to Pittsburgh. But there's still plenty of things that we can talk about and learn from yesterday, and we'll do that first.
When it comes to Kendrick Bourne, I know a lot of people wondering why he didn't see much playing time or any until the fourth quarter. He was saying to the media, you know, the coaches aren't getting what they need out of me right now. What do you need out of him or really any player to make sure that they get enough playing time to make an impact on the game?
Yeah, well, I thought KB did a great job stepping in there. We need him and, you know, made a big play for us. He's a good player, and I'm sure that he'll have plenty of opportunities as all of our skill players will going forward. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Why didn't Kendrick Bourne see the field until into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, just kind of worked out that way. It wasn't anything that was specifically avoided. It just didn't work out.
Bill, Mac Jones, obviously the x-ray appears to be negative. Any concern there when it comes to his back?
Yeah, well, we'll see. And what I've learned from many years of experience in doing this with so many different players and teams that there's a lot of variation on where players are right after the game from where they are, let's call it, you know, 12 to 18 hours after the game. So see where things are this morning and go from there.
Bill, one of the things that you've done, and obviously look like Adrian Phillips got banged up a little bit, but prior to that, you like to have the three safeties on the field. What kind of problems does that present to opponent offenses when you give that look?
Well, Miami was in a lot of two receiver sets, so that certainly had something to do with it. You know, a lot of our defensive matchups are based on who the offense has on the field. So the more receivers they put on the field, most likely the more defensive backs we're going to put on the field. The more receivers that aren't on the field, or the fewer receivers that are on the field, then we're going to have probably fewer defensive backs and certainly fewer corners with fewer receivers. So that's all part of just the matchup game, and that can certainly vary from week to week, depending on who those players are. All tight ends, all backs, all receivers are not created equal. There's certainly a big variance in the skills of those players from team to team around the league. But generally speaking, that is impacted by the players that the offense has on the field. And that was very much of a two receiver, a mix of two and three receivers, but you know there's quite a bit of two receiver sets yesterday. And, there are some teams that will hardly ever play two receivers, as some as all 11 personnel. That wasn't the case yesterday.
Hey, Bill, your two best drives of the game seem to be the drive you opened the game with. It didn't necessarily end up the way you wanted it to, but then the drive to start the second half as well, which ended up being your touchdown drive. Were there any things game script-wise that you came out with that you were very happy with that were kind of focal points of those drives in particular?
Well, even the second drive of the game, again, there were multiple drives where we had the ball across midfield. We moved it. It wasn't there are a lot of three and outs in the game. The strip sack, that was a bad drive. But otherwise, for the most part, we were able to move the ball. We were able to get the ball to or across midfield. But we didn't – that wasn't – we weren't able to materialize that into enough points. So you know, the drives that come up short – all came up short for one reason or another. We had one touchdown drive, but we've just got to do a better job of finishing the drives and coming out with points once we get to the opponent's side of the 50. And we didn't do a good job of that yesterday.
That one touchdown, Ty Montgomery, a new guy for you guys. What did you see out of him in his first game?
Yeah, Ty's given us good snaps all the way through since he's been here, in practice, in preseason games, and yesterday. So glad to have him. Look forward to continue to work with him, and think he'll have a good role for us offensively. As it looks like he had going into the at the end of preseason, and then, you know, he was able to get through the injury in the Raider game and be out there and help us yesterday. So it was good to have him.
I know you enjoy sometimes a good historical analogy. So when you eventually retire, Bill, will you feel like Miami is your Waterloo?
No, I'm not really worried about that right now. Try to focus on this game, getting ready for Pittsburgh.
Bill, one guy that continues to seem like he's headed in the right direction is Kyle Duggar. When you were looking at him, obviously coming out of the Division II school, what were some of the things that really flashed and you know, made you feel like this guy was going to be really good at the next level, which it seems like he's headed in that direction?
Well, Kyle had a lot of athletic ability, as we know. Big, fast, physical player. And you saw his skills as a returner at that level, too. I think the thing that really helped Kyle was when he went to the Senior Bowl and was able to compete against other players from bigger schools that were maybe a little more known quantities. And he's been, Kyle's a smart kid. And he's really done a good job of acclimating himself to the NFL game and just a whole different level of competition from what he had in college, but he adapted to that pretty quickly. And, you know, it's been a key contributor for us on defense and in the kicking game. So he's a, you know, young guy with, you know, still a really bright future and is learning all the time, but playing with a lot of experienced players back there, obviously Devin and, you know, AP and, Now, Peppers. So there's a lot of experience back there, and I think that helps them all play together better.
Bill, now you look towards the Steelers. I know that you probably haven't done too much work on them yet since you guys just got back, but they had an interesting offseason, obviously, a new quarterback for them after losing Roethlisberger. What does Mike Tomlin do that always makes the Steelers team a hard one to go against?
Well, they're a tough, fundamentally sound team, and we'll spend more time digging into them here after we finish up with Miami and the film and the corrections and the comments about the game from today. But yeah, it's a big win for them yesterday, and this will be their home opener, so it'll be a good test for us.
All right, Bill. Well, we know you want to get back to work, so we'll let you do that, and we will look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great. Sounds good, Greg. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. There's Bill Belichick.
He's so happy when you say, yeah. All right, Bill, time to go.
To his credit, he also seemed happy when Greg said hello.
Yes, he did.
He's only happy at the hello and the goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.